Hello, Solo Moms. Today, I wanted to publish this bonus episode as a celebration. And, well, go ahead and take a listen. So I want to celebrate something today. No, it's not my birthday, but it's my son's birthday. Why am I celebrating my son's birthday on a podcast? Well, my eldest son was born 42 years ago when I was just 23 weeks pregnant with him. He weighed 1 pound, 2.5 ounces. Let that sink in. And at one point, he weighed 13 ounces. It's on his birth certificate, so I have proof. But what I want to celebrate today is God's goodness, because the doctors did their best, and they were one of the best NICU doctors in the world at the time. Maybe even now, McMaster University Hospital is probably still one of the world's best. But they gave up. Still, my little tyke fought like crazy after knocking out the respirator tube from his nostrils. The heart operation to tie off the valve that was still open was successful. But the doctors still didn't have high hopes for him. Yet we decided that doctors weren't in control. They tried to tell us about all the problems that our sons would encounter if we allowed him to stay on the respirator, since he couldn't breathe on his own. He was born February 13, but he was due May 6, so think about that. But as overburdened and frustrated parents, I was married at the time, who had a relationship with Jesus Christ, whose report were we going to believe, right? So we decided to trust God, who is never too tired or overwhelmed to work miracles. Who says yes when the doctors say no? And today my son turns 42. He's the proud papa of 2 beautiful daughters and a handsome prince. He's had no major illness per the doctor's warnings, and his list of accomplishments are too many to list right now, but he's a published author, among many things. So if your child is in the NICU, the NICU right now, have a heart, take hope, and I'm praying for you. For example, part of his first single is the introduction song to this podcast. I cried when he first shared it with me, because my memory flashed back to that bassinet in the NICU so many years before that. I also had the pleasure of interviewing him on my podcast, Tools of the Podcast Trade, and created an AI image of him when he started his own podcast, Elevate. So today I celebrate my firstborn, Damien. Happy birthday, my prince. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. And I have a feeling you realize you had so much to do, you were in a big hurry to be born. Love you always, Mom. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I just wanted to celebrate my son, because today is one of those days when I feel blessed. I feel thankful. I listened to the podcast yesterday, a story of a young lady, I believe her name is Tammy. On the podcast, Beyond the Struggle, Rise and Thrive. And the episode was When Birth Comes Early, Surviving the NICU as a Single Parent. So go ahead and check that podcast out, that because it was an interesting story. I mean, all the stories may seem the same, but just listen to the details and then how that experience can invigorate a mother to fight for a child in so many ways. So I'm excited about sharing that with you and sharing this episode with you. I hope you're having a great day, Solo Moms. I appreciate you. Love you. Bye. Day 9, faith. Courage to believe. Now, faith is assurance of things hoped for, proof of things not seen. I have faith that God will help me. Lord,
I believe.
That is a sample meditation from day 9 of Courage to Believe, Christian devotional for single moms. I made it especially for you so you could meditate and you could savor the faith you have in the God who sees you. If you want to get that as a standalone audio, just drop me a line. I put my contact link in the show notes and I'll send it to you free. And I'll appreciate your comment and feedback on it. How did it make you feel? What did you think about it? So thank you for listening.